What's up, ASB listeners? This is the new edition of All Sports Best, the podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and today we have Ruben Gonzalez and Lord Quincy Vassar on the show, guest starring. So really excited to have them on today. So you got to hear today's show, definitely. We're going to talk about what we want to achieve in 2018 and a few responses we got on the internet that is according to what different people have in mind for their 2018. And then also the national championship game, our recap on that and things that we took away from that, including some of the money that was spent after the game. Very interesting there. And then our upset pick for the week in the NFL. So if you're going to put bets down, you better wait until the end for this one so you can hear what we think is going to be the upset of the week in the NFL playoffs. Let's get going. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you turn the volume all the way up and you're seated because you're about to listen to the best radio show in all of New Mexico. This is All Sports Best with your hosts, Trey and Ruben. What's up, everybody? I hope you are ready for this week's All Sports Best podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez here with Ruben Gonzalez and Lord Quincy Vassar. Quincy, you've been gone for a couple of weeks now. Is it a couple or a few?
It was about 3 weeks. I was up in New York freezing. It was snow and it was a great time.
It was a good time though. Yeah.
Being back with the family and everything.
What'd you do? Anything special? Anything sports related?
Nothing actually sports related. Nice. I mean, I went to my high school basketball game, if that counts.
There you go.
You know, show some support. Other than that, I mean, we just hung out in the city and stuff. She got to show my girlfriend around and it was a great time.
That's awesome. Ruben, what about you?
I'm doing great. I didn't go anywhere.
You just kind of hung out here.
I'm here. But it's on my 2018 goals.
Exactly. All right. So, and that kind of leads into, thank you for bringing that up, the first topic that we're going to have tonight, and that is the goals that we have for 2018. We were able to already have some really good interviews to start off the year and finish the year. Very excited to have had Larry Rose III on, and we hope to have some really good interviews the rest of this year. So I'm going to start off with you guys, and I'll get to the goals that I set, and then also some of the goals that were put on Twitter that people responded to the ASB account on. So who wants to start off? Who's going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about my goals. I mean, okay. Honestly, 2018, I mean, you just look at it like this. 2018 is a new year. I mean, to continue what you've already been working on. You don't, I mean, if you come up with an idea out of the random, I mean, hey, implement it, start it off. You have a clean slate, essentially. But just some of my personal goals. I mean, I'm just once again trying to grow and as an individual, be the best person I can be and find a true understanding for life, like find my passion, figure out what I want to do and how to develop generational wealth, honestly.
Okay, awesome. So, and was that 1, 2, and 3, or did you just have, it's just kind of like a big thing?
It's a big thing. It's not just 1, 2, 3. It's a theme. I'm trying to change not only my life, my family's lives, and others around me. Awesome. I'm trying to make an impact on everybody.
For sure. Ruben, what are your goals?
You know, my goals, the first goal actually is to relax a little bit more, which sounds kind of weird. I guess my goals are going to be a little bit different than you guys' goals because, you know, I'm a few years older and I've done quite a bit of stuff and I feel like I work quite a bit and I need to just try to enjoy life a little bit more. So definitely. That's one of my main goals.
I personally agree with that.
Yeah. And the second one that I have is to buy another house or a duplex or get some land for like an RV park. So one of those three things. And then the last thing is to either go to New York or go on a cruise.
This year. So Quincy's got you itching for New York. Okay.
Yeah, would you
choose New York over a cruise any day?
It depends. In the winter, I'm definitely going on a cruise.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, I definitely want to be in New York. It's good vibes, great energy. I love it.
That's cool. All right. So I set three goals. I put them on Twitter. Responded. If you are listening to this, definitely go check out Twitter, the All Sports Best account, and make sure to tweet out the hashtag ASB2018 and tell us your three goals. Mine, number one, I'll see three new professional stadiums or games. So I put stadiums, but then it's too general. So then, you know, I don't want to just go and see the outside of Dallas, you know. Yeah. But I want to actually watch the games. Yeah, exactly. And then number two, I want to pay off my credit cards. So right now it's not like a crazy unattainable goal, but it's nice to get, you know, have that in mind. And then three, I want to create new passive income. So yeah, kind of like what you said, you want to buy a duplex or something like that. That's cool. And we all kind of, you know,
recurring theme. Everybody's trying to develop more wealth.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's doing it in the right way, of course. So, that's going to be something that we look forward to. As far as All Sports Best goes, land the biggest interview we've had ever. So just a big time interview. Have some ideas in mind. Reach triple the size of our current listeners and followers. And then number three, see ASB all over the country. That's my goal. Those are some of the goals I have. Yeah, dude. Sick.
I definitely am. I'm going to help on the expansion.
Heck yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So a couple of really cool things that happened as far as like this hashtag went on Instagram was Java Nick Walker. He owns Java Nicks, and he said that he will, number one, expand Java. Number two, save up money for a home. And number three, grow in Christ. So, I mean,
three really good. I wish them nothing but the best of luck, man. I mean, like anything, you'll go through some adversity. But you know what the ultimate goal is. So go obtain it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, shout out to Java Nicks. You guys go and support them. Also support our other sponsors, Constructors Inc., Rugged Trade, Kaleidoscoops Ice Cream and More, Farm Bureau, Bobby Bone Insurance, and Albertsons Market. They always support us, so we love to give them shout-outs. A former host on the show, Braden Ryan, he put, number one, he wants to get his dream job. Two, will travel to new sports venues. And three, will better himself more than any other year. So, I mean, I think that's really, for the most part, what we're hoping for.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm curious what his dream job is. I mean,
yeah.
Because most of the time you go see these jobs that they have to offer, and they're pretty much black and white. So I'm sure his is a little gray. It must be a little different, you know what I mean? So once again, I wish him nothing but the best of luck, and go reach for the stars, honestly.
Yeah, and I just texted him. I said, what's your dream job? We'll see what he says when he gets back to me on that. I do have a few more on here, but I'm going to get to that here in a second. But did you guys start off 2018 with any resolutions, like – any diets, anything like that? Anything you had to start off with? What's up?
I actually started 2018. I'm trying to be a pescatarian.
Oh, what is that? Can you explain that?
Basically, I'm eating...
bugs only? Just eating bugs?
No, I'm basically...
Did you say pestatarians or pest?
I'm basically cutting back on meat. So I'm eating a lot of shrimp and fish here now. I mean, it's pretty tough to find good fish in the desert. Yeah. But, you know, so a lot of shrimp, just tying them in as if anywhere you throw in any poultry, so that'll definitely be interesting. I mean, I'm not saying it'd be easy, but
so it's very little red meat or no red meat?
No meat at all.
No meat. Oh, yeah, dang. No meat chicken?
No chicken.
No chicken. Oh, no chicken. No, that's chicken. Rough.
Yeah.
So what happens if you go out of town? Like, you have to pretty much prep, right? Or you have to go to certain restaurants?
I feel like majority of spots, they usually have some kind of shrimp or something, you know what I mean? Or I go out, say they don't have it. Yeah, I'm going to get a salad.
Salad,
you know?
Yeah.
It's and tough, so what's like the whole basis behind it? Like, what's the end goal in this?
More health, more wealth. Okay. You know what I mean? So the more healthier I feel like I am, the more my mind is open to different things, and I'll feel better about, you know, I set a goal, and I'm trying to reach it.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but.
No, I feel you.
Something you go
for. Yeah, that's a good idea.
What about you? I've seen you. You're on the, what is it, the sea diet?
I'm on the seafood diet, yeah. Everything I see.
Exactly. Whatever's there.
Yeah. I just feel like I told my son today, I said, I feel like if, as long as I look good, when somebody in the family starts looking better than me, then I'll start doing something about it. Dang, that's a shout out.
That's fired.
That is. And the sad thing is I'm in that family. So, that's interesting. No, but, I'm doing the same thing. I mean, not the same thing as him. I'm doing a diet as well. I started out, have you heard of paleo? The paleo diet, okay, so it's like the caveman diet. I started out with that like for like 4 or 5 days, and it's like you can't even live, dude. Like you can't even enjoy life. So I just took out processed meats out of my diet. No white flour, so I have to do wheat. No desserts, no sweetened liquids, and that's it. Definitely. Like, yeah, wow. For the most, I mean, no fast food. Uh-huh. So it does make it tough, but yeah, those are kind of some of the things.
Minimum alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that exactly. Too. Yeah, that helps. Exactly. Yeah. Michael Neimeyer, he said, number one, I want to bring men's soccer tournament to Carlsbad, which is cool. We're going to help him do that. Number two, I want to partner with ASB to bring a scholarship to the high school. So he called us out. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, I'm down for that. That's awesome. Yeah. Number three, I want to find a coaching job that's perfect for me. So everybody's always looking for that goal for themselves. And I think that's awesome because, you know, when you're looking for goals, yeah, you want to help other people out, but you got to help yourself out first. Don't
Definitely,
you think?
For sure. Honestly, I've seen now that so many people are so willing to give a hand that they'll forget about themselves.
Exactly.
They'll overwhelm themselves in what they're trying to get accomplished. And then it's like, whoa, you know? So
yeah, you don't have time for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely important to have a balance.
Exactly, for sure. Theo Gates on Twitter, he put, trade in my car for my dream car, which is sick. Like,
hey,
that's
now
big.
We're talking.
That's big. That's what
huge.
You need to have. Number two, work out and hit my goal weight. And number three, finally see the Cowboys play next season. And see, I'm going to have to disagree with number three, man.
Yeah,
the
you
Cowboys,
don't have to
you don't
want to
see those. You don't want to see them.
Maybe next year.
I'm just kidding. Poor guy. He's like, well, thanks, guys.
Clearly, we're not Cowboy fans.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're going to move on from that. I mean, I do. I love that topic. I really do. Just the positive thinking. Today, I talked to my classes all about positive thinking, just kind of how we're going to enter the semester with that. And hope to see, you know, how this might change some of the students.
Spread good energy.
Exactly.
Mean, it's attractive. Everybody loves good energy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, we're going to move on from that to the second topic that I had in mind, and that's the national championship. We got to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide face off against the Georgia Bulldogs, and it was one of the most exciting national championship games ever, and that even includes last year's national championship game, where Clemson came back the last minute, and that was insane too. So what was your take on that game and just some of the key notes from it, I guess?
Personally, I mean, I had a great experience. I was on an airplane, didn't get to see it at
all.
Wow. So,
so you have no experience.
Fortunately enough, I got to see a couple minutes of it when I landed from my transfer flight coming back to New Mexico.
Okay.
But all in all, I mean, I've seen highlights. That's a game that you want to see, figure out everything that was going on. And unfortunately, I was going for Georgia, even lost a few dollars, but we won't talk about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. A few dollars. That's an undisclosed amount. Ruben, what about you?
I think if I was you, I'd fire my flight planner or something, because that's a bad day to travel on the night of the national championship.
Who's your
game.
Travel agent?
Well, I really, really enjoyed the game. It was back and forth. I think it's probably the best game since University of Texas USC game. I mean,
yay, now
you know,
we're
that,
talking.
That was a really good game too. You know, kind of went back and forth and all the way from start to finish. And I was just really impressed with both freshman quarterbacks, but
wow,
especially
yeah.
the Tua that came in and saved the day, I guess.
I tell my hat to them. They're gonna have a hell of a career, both quarterbacks.
Yeah, they
I mean,
definitely.
And
will.
I even applaud Alabama's quarterback Jalen Hurts. I mean, yeah, man, he did what a winner does. You know what I mean? He played his role as a starting quarterback to have somebody come up. Like, you know, that's a huge, huge. How would I say it? It's a huge
just
moment of building
yeah.
character.
Show
honestly.
Of heart.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah, it showed.
That, yeah, that's putting the team first. I respect him. So
exactly, and that was gonna actually lead into my next question, and that is. Could Jalen Hurts maybe be the greatest teammate ever? Like that would actually be a conversation
yeah,
you
like,
could have with somebody.
That could be like an award or something that they
right?
have. You know, one of these award shows, like most selfless person.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely a character building trait that most don't have, you know, especially, yeah. you know, as arrogant as some athletes are, you know, right away, it's all about me. And then of course the other quarterback, all he talked about was God, his teammates, his O-line and his receivers. You know what I mean? So, I mean, he didn't sit there and say, I did this and I did that. So that I was impressed with him as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give that quarterback coach a raise. No doubt. Like just, yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you guys noticed, it was all over Twitter, but a good majority, I think every single coach on Alabama got like $75,000 bonuses or
wow.
more. So it was anywhere from $75,000 to like $300,000 bonuses just for winning that game. And then that leads me into my next, you know, my next topic, which we've talked about multiple times, and that is, should athletes be getting paid? I think there's no doubt in anybody's mind at this point. You know what I mean? Absolutely. You see a bonus. Yeah, exactly. So you see a guy get $75,000 or $300,000 after winning a big game. Well, who won that game, really? You know what I mean?
The coaches won either way. I mean, they get a bonus for making it that far. It's completely unfair to the players. I mean, yeah, the two bowl games they go to, they get two different bowl games. They get two different bowl checks. But that doesn't even equal out to any close to what the coaches get.
Oh, do they make money?
Yeah, I mean, for going to the bowl game, you'll get, like, travel accommodations or whatever. So, say you had – I mean, they're definitely not driving from Georgia per se to California, Alabama. So, they ultimately probably didn't get that much money. They got per diem while they were up there. I'm speaking from former athlete experience. Right. But as far as – thousands of dollars, that's not the case.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
millions of dollars were generated through that game.
Oh, yeah.
And see, what I think would be fair is that you sign a contract. Obviously, you sign a contract as a coach. You made it, so you deserve to get money. I think the bonuses are fine. I'm not mad about that. I think that if you're going to give bonuses, I think you could, you know, take that exact same the amount of money you gave in bonuses, you could split equally amongst the players. And I think that would be nothing, there'd be nothing wrong with
the
that.
The NCAA has so much money. The coaches can keep their bonus or whatever.
Yep.
And there should be a whole nother pot for the players.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
There's so much money. The NCAA is the biggest nonprofit organization. It's crazy. It's like a scam.
Yeah. But and those two bowl games alone, I mean, can you imagine how much money those two bowl games made, not just with TV contracts, but also, I mean, shoot, even the performance by Kendrick Lamar. You know what I mean? Those people are out there spending money on merchandise, spending money on, you know, just getting to the stadium. The whole city makes all kinds of money.
But the players.
Exactly. And everybody's watching who? The players.
Exactly. That's the only reason you turn on the game. You don't watch Nick Saban go score a touchdown. I mean, you know, he stayed on the sideline. You watch his players execute his plays.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I will say the only thing that they do get out of that is they have the best of the best facilities, and these guys get to work out and eat and, you know, get the best of the best. But, you know, what's going in their pockets? I've seen tweets from a few former NCAA athletes, including Mike Wallace, and he said that he would not bother his mom when he was hungry. He would be really, really hungry as an athlete. He wouldn't bother his mom and tell her that he was hungry. So he just went ahead and just kind of bit the bullet and kind of struggled through college until he made it to the pros. So, you can't ask these students to stay 4 years when they can't even provide for themselves.
Exactly. I mean, it's not even the fact of providing for themselves. I mean, so many college athletes come from such rough backgrounds that, okay, yes, they do get the opportunity to go to school and get a little bit of money. You know what I mean? But it's not enough to be able to help those back at home. So you give money that you get while you're in school. Yes, you do get scholarship checks, but once again, a scholarship check includes the cost of living. So, I mean, just roughly say around $500 or so. You know what I mean? You get that scholarship. What's $500? I mean, yes.
Yeah, it's a few meals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's $500 to a multi-million dollar school? Come on, it doesn't equal out.
Easy, yeah.
Well, I looked it up on I don't know, the internet. And Nick Saban made $11.13 million this year.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Can you believe that?
He's making more than John Gruden.
$4 million signing bonus.
Unreal.
That's insane.
But you can't pay the players. You know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, there is so many things that could happen. And literally, just to cover their own butts, the NCAA could just do a little bit, you know, and then for the time being, just literally give all of the student athletes a little bit of money, a couple of hundred or thousands of dollars, you know, just from your earnings. And then people are going to be like, okay, they're paying the players. Now you got about a 5-year, you know, wiggle room to start paying them more, because people are going to obviously complain. You give them an inch, they're going to want a mile, just like everybody else. But I mean, do something, because right now everybody hates the NCAA. I mean, LeVar Ball's over there trying to make a league just to avoid having
his
students
kids have
go
been dropping buckets over there, though. So I'll give them that.
Yeah, and it also, you know, will slow down the corruption. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The stuff that happened with Rick Pitino and all the guys that are in their agents trying to do stuff, you know, illegally. You know, make it. On the level, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, the recruiting fairness is not there either, because, you know, there's no money to get. So if I'm a real small school, I'm just going to say, hey, you come to this school, it's not a great school, but we'll give you a scholarship.
Yeah.
You know, Alabama, look at this amazing school, look at this amazing program, come here. At least if you give them some money, it's like, hey, you come here, Yeah, maybe not be the greatest school, but hey, at least you're making some money already.
I mean, some the small schools won't be able to compete with the bigger schools, obviously.
Right, with money, right.
Based on my senior year at Texas, University of Texas football program makes the Forbes list every single year. So I'll just start by saying that.
Yeah, throw that and out then, there.
So they had an estimation on the average University of football player, and they were listed at over $500,000.
Wow.
So it's like, what?
Right.
I'm listed at being worth this much, but why don't I receive this much? Mm-hmm. So, like, how are they balancing these calculations? Part of this much?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it would only make sense. Shoot, if you're not going to pay the players, then take down the prices of the, you know, admission. Make them a lot cheaper. You know, a lot of people are paying a lot of money to get there.
I believe at the University of Texas, their water sales alone is bigger than majority of other schools.
Really? Like, the whole... profits
on water is
just on water bottles.
Ridiculous. Yeah, I can't give you an exact figure or a ballpark figure.
No, but I believe
how big is the stadium?
Stadium probably holds about 90,000.
Could you imagine? That's crazy. That's crazy. So, anyways, so yeah, there's plenty to talk about on this, and of course that was a great game, and you know, with games like that, they produce so many more viewers for the next year. Oh, well, exactly. Last year it was this good. I'm going to watch it again this year, or I'm going to now watch it this year. You know, Quincy's going to watch it next year.
No, exactly. Shoot. Another marketing tool they even did was they have Kendrick Lamar performing on that national audience right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kendrick Lamar is attracting his fans. So it's like there's that much more attraction on this game now. And once again, why are the players not receiving any funds for this?
Yeah, he definitely got paid. There's no doubt in that. Exactly. And he deserved to.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I do feel that the Migos should have performed. It was in Atlanta.
That has been discussed.
I love Kendrick, but, you know.
Exactly. The third topic that I had in mind, and we can kind of just bounce off of this following this question, but it is, what is going to be your upset pick of the week for the NFL? So we've got four matchups coming up this week, and it is going to be the Eagles versus the Falcons. And the Falcons are favored in that one, so the Eagles would be the underdog, according to the odds. Steelers versus the Jaguars. Jaguars a clear underdog there. Yeah. Patriots versus Titans, same thing there. Titans are the clear upset pick. And then Vikings versus the Saints. And in this one, the Saints are the upset. Who stands out in those four games that might be the upset of the week and something that, you know, if you're going to place your bet, what are you placing your bet on?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to place a bet on Atlanta versus Philadelphia, I'm honestly just going to go with Atlanta. Philadelphia has a lot of hurt guys right now, so I feel like it's going to be a tough game. But once again, that's the guy that's starting right now, obviously, is supposed to be just as good as the guy that started before him. So I wish them nothing but the best of luck. I also have a teammate that's on the team, Marcus Johnson. I hope to see him, you know, in some highlights.
That'd be cool.
Then Tennessee and New England. I believe New England will win this game. It'll be a tough fought game, but I mean, you just can't go against Tom Brady in this time. This is when it's he peaks. Too. And also, I got Malcolm Brown. He played at University of Texas too, so I'm throwing my horns up to him.
Sweet.
Want to see him ball out. Jacksonville versus Pitt. I hope Pitt brings that smash mouth football and can do their thing against Jacksonville. But hey, they got Leonard Fournette back there in the backfield, so it'll be a tough one. It'll be a battle of the defenses for sure. New Orleans and Minnesota. Hey, if New Orleans can get the ball going, and I don't know, I choose New Orleans to win that game.
Okay,
but,
so that's gonna be your upset pick.
Exactly.
So. Okay. So Drew Brees is going to come in with veteran knowledge and take down
the... And outsmart the Minnesota defense. And they got a great defense. Hell of a defense. They got great safeties over the top and everything. So,
sweet. Okay, so Saints. Q's got the Saints. Ruben?
I guess I'm going to look at... I'll go through all four of them real quick, too. I'll say the Eagles. I'm going to say the Eagles will upset the Falcons. I was going to go with the Saints, but I don't want to be a bandwagon guy and go with the same team. So I'm gonna take the Eagles, and Nick Foles is gonna rise to the occasion and put Matt Ryan and the Falcons out of the playoffs. Steelers, that'll be a good game, but I think they owe the Jags from earlier in the season, and Ben's not gonna have five picks this time, so I think they're gonna beat them pretty easy. And the Patriots will beat the Titans probably by two touchdowns. And I'm going to say the Vikings with their quarterback will beat the Saints.
Okay, so I think you guys both covered all four games just fine, so I'll leave those to you guys and what you already did. I'm just going to tell you what my upset pick is, and you guys will probably look at me like I'm an idiot. Marcus Mariota is going to take the Titans past the Patriots and then get stomped by the Steelers in the next round. I'm just going to say, nice. Yeah, I know. Everybody's talking about how great Tom Brady is, Bill Belichick. There's a tension between him or those two and Bob Kraft. Right? No, Robert Kraft.
You can call him Bob.
I'll call him Bob. I think we're that close now. But I think that while everybody's focused on that tension, that the Titans are getting ready to just blow them apart. So I think, well, it won't be a blow away, but I think that they're going to win. I'm going to say they will win by a field goal. And it's just going to be a tight game. Something's not going to click. It's going to be the Patriots' fault, but Titans are going to end up winning.
Nice.
Am I ridiculous for that?
Honestly, you have no idea. That's why the games are played.
Yeah. All right. So any final thoughts on today's podcast or anything that you want to say to finish it off?
I just want to say to everybody out there, all the listeners, take advantage of the fresh start of the year and make the most of it. Every day where you think something becomes hard, just think that's that one piece of adversity you have to get over to completing your goal. I mean, you run with that mindset this whole year and some amazing things will happen to you. It'll happen to great people around you. Cause once I said positive energy spreads and it spreads rapid fire too.
Okay. Absolutely, dude. Positive vibes for sure.
Yeah. I would say kind of in the same context. Don't get like too far ahead of yourself. Say, you know what, I'm going to set a goal and it's going to be big. And then if you start thinking, oh, you know what, I can't achieve it, just chip away at it every month. You know, say, you know what, this week I'm going to do a little bit more this month. Before you know it, you're going to be right there by summer, maybe, you know what I mean? And get there. And if you don't get there, well, you know what, get as close as you can and just keep working at it and try to be better and put those goals on paper. Don't just say it and don't just think it. If you put it on paper, I think you can achieve it better.
Definitely. A lot can change in 365 days.
Yeah, for sure. Been reading the book, The Magic of Thinking Big, and it's been awesome. But I mean, I've taken forever to read it. I just haven't gotten the chance to actually sit down as much as I used to. But the main thing that I took out of that book in the recent past, which was actually earlier today, and it is that whatever you can achieve right now, just do it. Just go for it. Get it done. And then it just gets you closer, kind of like what you guys are saying. But just sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the it's going to happen. Let's start working on this. And well, why not just do something today? Just do something. One thing today.
One thing to work towards your goal.
Exactly. Absolutely. So thanks again, guys, for listening up on the show. We appreciate you. And please hit subscribe if you can. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and go to allsportsbest.com. We'd like to shout out the sponsors once again: Constructors Inc., Rugged Trade, Kaleidoscoops, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Albertsons Market. Thank you guys for being on.
No doubt. It was a pleasure.